Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Frustration is no stranger to the child of God. Believers live in a world of broken pieces like everyone else. Buses that are late, budgets that will not balance, just the same as the individual who is an atheist. Let's go back to the source of much of our frustration. Your goals that are not reached. Accomplishments that don't come together. Expectations that are not met. The result? You're frustrated. For the believer, your goals and objectives should rest upon the will of God. His purpose for your life. What you believe God wants you to accomplish. Now, bringing your goals and objectives into line with God's will can eliminate a lot of your frustration. So, guideline number one, reassess your goal. It may well be that you're trying to accomplish something which God doesn't really intend you to do. Your frustration is the result of fighting against His gentle hand, which is stopping you. Now, don't expect God to block everything that you try to do that's wrong. Natural laws that are violated usually result in natural consequences. Prayer won't eliminate an unwanted pregnancy the morning after, or the hangover of an alcoholic binge. But sometimes our goals are wrong. So frustration should be a red flag that says, whoa, I need to reassess where I am headed. Guideline number two, remove the source of your frustration if you can. Obviously, it isn't possible every time. But say, for example, you have an old car that keeps breaking down or won't start, and you keep thinking, well, this time we'll have it fixed right. Eventually, there is a breaking point. It may be you instead of your car. The problem with this guideline is that it seldom works with people. You can't trade in your brother-in-law or mother-in-law for a new model, so there has to be another alternative. Guideline number three, realize God is sovereign. At some point, we need God's grace to accept what we can't change. If you are God's child, you must understand that He has the means of overriding your puny ambitions and giving you the grace to cope with frustration. If we could only see life from God's perspective, how different things would appear. In Ephesians 1:11, Paul says, God works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will. Now, either you believe that and you let peace flood your heart, or you struggle with frustration. Guideline number four, bring your frustrations to the Lord, lay them at His feet. Now, Paul did this as he asked the Lord to remove that thorn in the flesh, not once or twice, three times. And three times, he didn't get what he asked for. He got something better. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. We will never understand all the whys of life, but talking about them, praying about them, knowing that God cares helps greatly. Guideline number five, overcome your frustration by laying hold of God's power to break through enemy territory. There can be a triumph that breaks through frustration. Paul wrote about this as he said, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ. That's why Paul and Silas could go to prison and yet sing. It is why John could rejoice from prison and see the vision of heaven's glory. So can you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.